I think the people that are in retail, health, manufacturing, lower level jobs in financial services and construction are the five big areas that employ this group. And the Commission on Living Standards wants to work out how people in those types of jobs can do better.
And of course that's the backbone of the economy to by a large extent.
Absolutely.
The other thing is interesting, that it's only going to get worse, isn't it? Because we've all been encouraged to go to university, or certainly younger people, the younger generation, they're going to come out now with at least 27,000, 30,000, 47, whatever it is, 1,000 debt on from their education. How on earth are they going to cope?
Well, I think one of the things we want to do, we've got 12 to 15 months. This is an independent inquiry. The Commission on Living Standards is going to look at all of the input factors that will answer that question. What kind of economy do we want to have? What kind of industrial policy should we have that it means that the educational skills are applied to the types of jobs in which you could make progress during your working life? If you're earning that, where do you access housing? How do you access the financial system? Can you get the kinds of small ticket loans that you need if you're on that kind of an earnings, rather than just being offered larger loans for which you may find you don't qualify because of your earnings? So how do you tie everything together into what life looks like, feels like, and can improve as if you're a low earner in Britain?
Can you give us some idea who else is on this committee of yours and what you hope to achieve, basically?
Yeah, we've been enormously grateful of the people who've responded to this. And we've got some 14 people that are drawn from private sector and public sector employees, so large utilities, some in financial services, right through to large hospitals and employers in the public sector. We've also got some leading economists drawn from academic institutions.
Can you give us some of the proper, sure, better known names?
Yes, so we have the Institute for Financial Fiscal Studies, who, of course, comment on all of the different budgets that you see as they get put forward. We've got the Managing Director of British Gas. We've got the Chairman of Lloyds Banking Group that obviously do employ a large number of employees in this group, but also see the use and impact of credit on low-paid people's lives, through to Julie Moore, who's the Chief Executive of Birmingham Hospital.
Are you going to agree, all of you?
I think it will be my role is to chair this inquiry, and this inquiry's job is to come up with enough evidence that you could draw some strategic direction for policymakers. It's not intended to get 14 people to agree on a single policy, but it is intended to get 14 people to agree at what the problem is, why it's arisen, and 3, 4, 5, 6 key areas of direction in which policymakers can focus. And then, given that the political process is the political process, I'm sure each of the political parties will choose one or two of those areas that they particularly want to prioritise and emphasise.
Well, good luck with that, and perhaps you can come back on when you start to issue your findings. Let us know how you're getting on.
Thank you. We'll be through early next year.
Yeah. Many thanks. That was Clive Cowdery, Chairman of the Resolution Foundation.